اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعجل فرجهم. Welcome back, respected brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us. Inshallah, we'll continue with التقاء الساكنتين or رفع التقاء الساكنتين, the prohibition or avoiding the two sakin letters meeting each other. So if you're ready, we studied everything we learned about and we explained, okay, what it really is, what it really means, okay? Now, inshallah, there are many cases that the iltiqa'u sakinatain or the meeting of two sakin letters happen, okay, in many cases. So step by step and one by one, inshallah, we will talk about them. Then we will apply the rules on some examples in the verses of the Holy Quran. All right?
All right.
Okay. So we understood the meaning of iltiqa sakinatain. Okay. One thing. Just remember that. Remember, guys. If a word ends with a mutaharrik letter. Okay. A letter that has harakat, but before that we have a sukun. So it means two sakin letters if we have. One sakin letter we have. So when you stop at that word, the last letter as well changes to sukun, for example, if it is not tanween fatha. So two sakin letters we have at the end of a word. And you make a pause there.
Do not understand.
So there is no problem. Okay? You, as Yahya said in the previous session, okay, he said that you read both of them with the harakat of the first letter. First letter has a harakat. The second letter has sukun. And the third letter, which is the last letter of the word, it's as well changed. The harakat is changed to sukun. So one mutaharrik, which has harakat, and two sakin letters we have. So in this case, you read both sakin letters with that mutaharrik letter, okay?
But for example. But we said with kasra.
No. I mean, when it's at the end. So remember, there is a point, okay? There is an exception.
But if it's in the end, the last one will be sakin.
I mean, yeah, I'm saying that, yes. If it is changed to sukun, so two sakin letters, in this case, no problem. You read both sukun letters, sakin letters, okay, with the harakat of that mutaharrik letter. For example, okay? Sabrun. Sabrun.
Sabrun.
So if you make a pause.
Sabr.
No? Sabr.
Sabr.
Simply, by sakin, ra sakin.
Sabr.
You read it. Sabr.
Sabr.
Sabr. Okay, that's it. Right? Like you say, عذابٌ, you change بُن, the تنوين ضمة to سكون, عذاب. Now, if we have a second letter, then the last letter, صبرٌ, again, change it to سكون, صبر, easy. So two second letters we have, but there's no problem with it, okay? So you just simply make them ساكن. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh. So now we are talking about, inshallah, another important issue, another important point is this.
Important.
That when, for example, there is another exception. Just 1 minute, there is another exception, okay? So this was when you make a pause, okay? That you change both letters, the harakat of both letters. I mean, the last letter to sukun, so two sakin letters are there. There is no problem with it, okay? If there is, look, what is the last ayah of Surah Al-Fatiha? غَيْرِ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Dha, wait. Dha ends with an alif. Yeah. Alif is sakin, it doesn't have harakat. Dhal, lam has tashdid. Tashdid means two.
Yes,
same letters, identical letters. So the first letter is sakin. Alif sakin, lam sakin, two.
So we join like...
you join them. Because it has alif maddi, so you join it. You don't need to hurrik bil kasr, you don't need it. You do not assign it with kasra, with dhamma.
So you just say dhalin.
Dhalin. Why? Because alif does not accept any harakat. Okay. That's why you cannot assign it with kasra, fatha, or dhamma.
Yeah, he throws the harakat.
This is an exception. So what do you say? You cannot say walad-dhalin. No, this is wrong. So you can't assign alif with fatha. That's why Min Halo say, what do you do? Just simply read it. You do not assign it with any harakat.
Yeah, we should just leave.
Walad-dhalin. Or for example, liyuhajjukum.
Liyuhajjukum.
That's the same. Alif, then jim sakin. Then the next jim you have. Liyuhajjukum. The same. So in this case, you do not change it.
Yeah,
so
we don't read
so far,
them.
Yeah. So far, you studied two exceptions. Okay? Two exceptions. Understood? How many exceptions? Two exceptions.
Two exceptions.
The first exception was when the word ends with a mutaharrik letter, but before that it's sakin, like sabr. Okay? Sabr.
So the
sabrun by sakin. Run, it is changed to sukun, yes? Because when you make a pause, sabr. So here, two sakin letters, there is no problem.
Just
you do
jump
not
fast
make,
them.
Yeah, you so do not assign any of them with any harakat. Okay, Mahdi? Neither the ba with any harakat nor the ra with any harakat. Understood? Nothing. Just read it. Sabr with the harakat of sad.
Qur'ani fi qalbi dawman yaghmurni min fayd diya.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
The next exception was, I'm repeating this because it's very important. A lot of students make mistake. Okay? They don't know, for example, how to read Dhalin.
Dhalin.
I don't remember how did I read this first time when I didn't know this rule. I don't know how did I read it. So I know I made a mistake the first times. So I don't know. I don't remember. So alhamdulillah, I forgot my mistake. Alhamdulillah. Okay. The next was this Dhalin when we have Alif Maddi. Okay? When we have Alif Maddi, then there is a second letter after that because Alif Maddi is Sakin. Okay? The next letter is Sakin. Two Sakin letters, read it the normal way, okay? Don't need to assign it with any harakat. Dhalin liyuhajjukum, whatever. So,
there is a word in Arabic, min. What does it mean, Mahdi?
Min.
Min. What does it mean?
From. Means.
Min, no, not English word.
From.
From. It means from, okay? From, for example, ذهبتُ من القم إلى المشهد.
From قم. It's not من ال. It's من.
No, من قم إلى
من,
المشهد.
Oh, من القم. I said
from قم to مشهد.
من قم.
ذهبتُ من قم
إلى مشهد.
ذهبت من قم إلى مشهد. So the word mim, mim I'm saying, the word min. So the word min, sometimes it approaches a sakin letter. So min ends with sakin letter, yes?
Yes, min.
So remember that we are talking about exceptions, then about the general rule, hurrik bil kasr, assign it with kasra. So now we are talking about the exceptions, okay? It means the exceptions that either we do not assign with any harakat or we assign with harakat, but kasra. Other harakat, not kasra. Dhamma or?
Futha.
So, the word mean, which ends with a sukun, Mim kasra, me, nun sakin, min. So if it approaches Mahdi, think of this example, Mahdi. If it approaches, Mahdi, listen to me. If it approaches min, then there is alif and lam. There is alif and lam. So min, alif and lam. How do you read it? Lam is sakin, yes? Hamzatul was will be skipped.
Minal.
Ah, minal. What harakat did you assign? What harakat did you use?
Fatha.
Simple, you didn't know it. You assigned it, yes? You didn't know it, okay. So, minal. So, the word min, the sakin noon is assigned with fatha. Remember all.
So, just minal. Just?
Minhal, no. Okay, minal.
So with that, like,
no, just
we don't
minal.
Have to say
minal. Yeah, the word min. Yes, the word min, when it meets any silent letter, okay? Any sakin letter. Yeah, any sakin letter, not only alif lam. So any sakin letter that you can find. Okay? If it is min, then you have sakin letter. So minal arudi. Minas samai. Minal ma'i. Okay? So that is the next, it's the third exception, okay? So now we are talking about the group of exceptions that we assigned with fatha or dhamma. So Mahdi, if the word min approaches a sakin letter, which harakat do you assign the noon with? With fatha, right? The next rule talks about like three words which are important. Hum, kum, tum.
Hum, kum, tum.
Hum. One word means kum. They.
Hum.
Kum, you all. Tum, they. Okay? So, look, these three words, hum, kum, tum, all are pronouns in Arabic. So, they all are pronouns in Arabic.
What was kum?
Kum means you all. For example, hum. Lakum, for you all. Hum. Bikum, lakum. With you all. Minkum, from you all. Yes. Ilaykum, To you all. Yeah.
Ilaykum.
Okay? Ilaykum. So.
You see when we speak Arabic.
Salamun alaykum. Salam to you all.
Wa ana lam aqula wa alaykum as-salam.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
I won't say it.
Look. Alaykum as-salam. Alaykum. Sakin. Meme sakin. Good example. Thank you, Mahdi. Let's recite a salawat for Mahdi. So, alaykum as-salam.
Alaykum as-salam. Just read that.
Ah, how did you? No, look. The meme is sakin. Alaykum, meme sakin.
Because, but we used
Wait. As-salam. Yeah, wait. As-salam. So it is alif lam al-ta'rif, right?
Yes.
Lam al-ta'rif with hamzatul wasl. Hamzatul wasl will be skipped.
Yes.
When you join the words.
Yes.
Lam is sakin. Even lam is skipped, then the next letter is seen.
It's a shamsi word, so lam should be skipped.
Okay. Lam should be skipped, mashallah. Shamsi letter. But the seen has a tashdeed. It means there are two seen. The first one is sakin.
So for meme,
so wait.
Zamma.
Meme. Sakin, okay. Sin, sakin. Okay. Two sakin letters or no?
Yes.
So which harakat do you assign with?
Zamma.
Dhamma. So kum, hum.
Oh, sir.
Tum.
Because the before letter is zamma. Alaykum.
That's okay. No, it is not the point. Okay. Maybe sometimes in some words you'll find that there is no dhamma before it, but still you do it. Maybe. I'm saying that's not the rule. The rule is with these three words, okay? Remember that three words. So whenever you want to read them with any other word, like, but remember, cool. The meme is sakin at the end, okay? Then there is another word that starts with a sakin letter. So there is a disaster. You gotta deal with this, okay? You gotta fix this. So how to fix this?
Kum.
Ah, kumul.
Kum.
Okay? Or whatever, any other silent letter that we have. I mean, sakin letter that we have. So, alaykum as-salam. Okay?
Alaykum as-salam.
Ulaika ala hudam min rabbihim wa ulaika humul muflihun. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ in Surah Al-Baqarah, the first page we have, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much to those who help us hold these kind of sessions. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Stay with us with the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ الطَّاهِرِينَ
اللَّهُمَّ
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان